thank you for coming. Before I start, I have to say that I have no relationships to disclose. This project was funded by the National Institute of Nursing Research. It's a community-based participatory project called De la Mano con la Salud. It's a promotores project with men being the promotores and men being the clients served. This is our coalition. We had community members of several kinds, some of whom worked in construction, landscaping, cleaning, and such. Researchers at the University of Pittsburgh, a federally qualified health center, and also an advocacy and social service organization. After we started meeting, we developed our logo, which is the hand you see there. This is in Pittsburgh, and it shows a fountain that's very iconic in the area. So we, at first, focused on who are we, what's our problem. We are an emerging community. It's an area where Latinos increased 71% in the last intercensal period. However, we're still less than 2% of the population. We live scattered, therefore it's very hard to contact with each other. In 2010, we conducted an assessment of the health of Latino immigrant men that was also community-based participatory, and we found that loneliness was at the heart of most of the problems. Many men immigrate by themselves, leaving their families behind, at least for a while, and then they experience much lower social support than they had before. They feel lonely, and as a solution to that, they may drink or take another job. They get into health issues, often depression. We found depression symptoms, and when they get sick, they don't know where to go, and they are very afraid of the health services. They don't trust them. We also read that men are reluctant to be promotores because they see this as a female profession and something that's lowly paid, so they are not interested in doing that. Given this, we developed a project, and this is the originally planned project. What I'm going to present today is a process evaluation with a formative focus. So we wanted to increase social support by connecting people to the Latino community and also to social and health services organizations. And we wanted to hire promotores from the community, and they were going to enroll men in the community, providing social support that could be informational, could be tangible, for example, a ride, and also could be emotional, for example, listening. And that goes a long way, too. We were going to do questionnaires at baseline 3 and 6 months. The structure of our network, as created by the coalition, was this. We were going to have 5 promotores. We were going to have 10 men. And of those, select 5 as promotores and have 5 backups. And in the middle, we have a super promotor who's another promotor, but that was going to be the supervisor of the promotores. The reason we had this man there, the coalition said, is that we wanted the possibility of a Latino monolingual promotor, a Spanish monolingual promotor, and the super promotor was going to be bilingual to connect with the organizations, most importantly, because they said that it was better that another community member was the supervisor of the promotores instead of the researchers. So that was the reason. And what was going to happen in the project is that a promotor was going to meet a Latino immigrant man that the promotores like to call Lim. They met a person and elicited their needs and constructed a success plan with them. And then, according to that success plan and the needs of the participant, they proceeded to connect them to different organizations and probabilities of services in the community, services and social connections. So, given that this was our project, what was our initial evaluation questions? So we focused on three broad things. One was, is it feasible to maintain a coalition for the duration of the project guiding us? Also, can we hire, train, and retain promotores that are like the community? And can we enroll the most vulnerable participants, which were the ones we were interested in serving? We had a logic model and an evaluation table at the start, and we used a lot with that Laura is distributing so that you can refer to it if it's necessary. And we used several project documents to guide and to document our evaluation. So, Starting with the first one, which is maintaining a coalition here in meetings. We had all the meetings we had to have, really. It was every 2 months, but where there was more often communication on the phone and sometimes email, but mostly on the phone. We had more people signing a memorandum of agreement committing to attend the meetings than we expected. And the coalition made several decisions, for example, in hiring. Once we were during the project, and we had decided before that these people were going to be paid 10 hours a week, I wanted to have somebody with high school education. The coalition said, no, we need somebody who can read and write. You're asking too much with high school education. You're going to miss out. So we changed that. That's one of the things we changed, for example. They also reviewed all the applications of men to become promotores. Then we did what the coalition said. We advertised broadly in the community using email, the normal things, but also personally we went to churches, stores, events, and we distributed these pages. We had to tell people this: you need to have documentation to work in the United States because the university required that though. And we talked with several people. 14 people applied. Several of the people interested did not apply, citing lack of time or lack of documentation. Also, our project coordinator helped some of the applicants use the computerized application and build the resume. We offered that when we distributed these pages. We selected 10 trainees and the super promotor. That was a person that the coalition had already decided this will be the person we are going to work with. So these are the promotores we got. As you can see, we got lucky in some ways. We could get 2 people who had less than high school, and that was thanks to the recommendation of the community. One of them was Spanish monolingual. Everybody was native Spanish speaker. The bolded ones are the ones that stayed with us for over a year. The ones that are not bolded dropped out early on in the project. However, you can see that we had people who had less than high school and people with graduate degrees. So all the way, we wanted people more like the community, like high school or less, probably. So that was something, and we will talk about this later. We trained them for 24 hours because the 20 planned were not enough for practical aspects. And we also had planned some trainings during the project, refresher trainings. And they changed because the promotores said they required training on issues they were seeing on the field, such as housing, how to deal with that, immigration, and also relationships with the police. So we had our 5 trainees, and we started with 5 selected promotores. Everybody, the other 5, 2 were invited to meetings and were paid for attendance. We met on Sundays. However, they also expressed disappointment. And they seemed to be good in recruiting, while some of the promotores were not so good. So we opened it for everybody. Everybody started recruiting. And that actually worked kind of well. So we had, for the longest time, 6 promotores and 1 super promotor. And one problem we had that was kind of difficult was the selection of the super promotor that had been already designated as this person is going to be the super promotor, remember? He was a community person that was supposed to lead, and when it came to this time, he was not leading, he was not communicating with the promotores or returning their calls, communicating with us. And when we met on Sundays, there was no direction. That was a problem. Therefore, we had to consult with the coalition and with the promotores, and eventually we replaced him. We had to replace him for another promotor who was the most successful in recruitment. And I want to go back. That's the first one, the Guatemalan one, who had less than high school, but he was the best recruiter. So, given this situation and our graduate school promotores, how did we do in recruiting? We reached up to 500 men, and we recruited 182, which is more than we ever expected. What we ever expected was really low. It was not hard to change with IRB to have better statistical power later to change for more people. But we had the problem of the some of the promotores in gaining entry, they were not able to recruit as easily as the others. Our promotores said this is because you look like upper class. And they devised a method of mentoring the upper classy looking promotores by taking them under their wing and introducing them to the community. And that solved our problem in recruiting. Here they are enrolling participants. Another thing we faced here was that our Spanish-speaking native Spanish-speaker staff was going to do the interviews, the baseline interviews on the phone, and that did not work. Therefore, we had to consult with the coalition and change the IAB so that promotores did the questionnaires. What happened is that we only have 145 of the questionnaires, or the baseline questionnaires. We couldn't get the others. 60% of our participants were from Mexico, and then from Central America, also a sizable number. We think we reached the most vulnerable participants because 43% did not finish high school, and that was an indication. In our county, 82% of Latinos have more than high school education. Also, we had the meetings as they should be initially with goal setting, but the follow-up was not well documented. Different promotores documented it in different ways, and that didn't let us follow up very clearly how much intervention they were receiving over the months of the intervention. There were different services to participants, contacting other Latinos, as we expected was one that was important, but finding jobs and legal help also. Contacting with health services was also a main thing. And then there were other things that were important that were more behavioral, like drinking less. Not drinking, just drinking less. This was a harm reduction approach. So after all of this, what do we think happened? And this is a process evaluation, remember. So we thought there were things we did very well, like ongoing communication. We maintained open communication, the promotores had our cell phone numbers as well as our office numbers, so it was frequent. We met with them. Mostly it was phone and text. They didn't like email all that much. And one of them didn't like text. But we communicated often, and that helped. Also, we had to be flexible in the hiring and training. Well, decreasing this high school requirement, that helped. Advertising broadly helped. And when several promotores that couldn't have applied if they hadn't had assistance using the computer to apply. So that was also something we did well. The promotores developed connections and partnerships with different organizations, Center for Victims and other organizations that helped us serve our participants. And also they built a team, and that was a very good thing. Aside from the meetings on Sundays, we also had some socials. These are the promotores meeting in a social gathering. And they also devoted time in organizing social things. For example, a soccer tournament where many men played, and I was worried that they were not going to be working because they were doing a soccer tournament. But that kind of went with that. And we had to attend, of course. That was required as well. So also, we had challenges, and aside of what I mentioned with the data collection and with decisions that we did, designating somebody a super promoter, I wouldn't do that again. I would let the leadership emerge. But also, encouraging independence was a problem because our participants were clinging sometimes to the promotores, and that was an ongoing discussion of the promotores. Also for them, it was very difficult to know where they had to stop. Participants would call them in the middle of the night, so they worked in the restaurant at midnight, went home, called the promotor, and they felt very frustrated, the promotores, when they couldn't solve issues such as immigration issues, which were basically unsolvable. And we had several trainings on immigration and to know what to tell that was the truth. For the future, I think we should include more practical skills in the evaluation of the promotores, so not only what they learned, it was a role play, but also the outreach is very important. So you cannot really evaluate this in a room at the university. You have to evaluate it ongoing in the field. And also we need to standardize our follow-up. That was another thing. And we are pursuing funding to continue this, to evaluate it more formally with a comparison group. So we think it is possible to maintain a steering coalition. It's hard. You have to maintain the communication. And it is possible to hire, train, and retain the promotores, especially if you pay them. But it's hard to get a representation of exactly what the community. And we have been able to enroll the participants if we are flexible. So thank you very much.